Welcome to Out and About with Carrie Earle, and I am so excited to sit here with two lovely ladies. One is Kristen Hout. She is the principal over to St. Patrick's Church School. And we also have Elise Allen. She is the owner of Oneida Commons. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You know, Kristen, I am fortunate enough, I live next to your school, and I love watching what's going on over there. The kids are always so happy and so on. Tell us a bit about the school.
So we've been open since 1921. We have a focus on faith, academics, and service. We do lots of activities with the students, holiday celebrations and outdoor recess. That's probably when you see the kids the most.
You're right, I do.
We have a pre-K program. We have pre-K 3-year-olds and we have pre-K 4-year-olds and we also have K through 6.
Wow, that's quite a bit. Tell us a little bit about your pre-K programs.
So the 3-year-old program is very flexible. They can stay half day, they can stay full day, they can go 2 days a week, they can go 3 days a week, they can go 5 days a week, whatever works best for your family.
So they're just starting to get acclimated to a school system, a schedule, and so on. What a great piece for families to have, and what a great solid base for them to go to.
Yes.
And so when they transition to the 4-year-old, do they stay with the same teacher or do they stay with the same one?
They move to a new classroom, and it's pre-K 4 is very academic based, so it gets them ready for kindergarten. So we have one of the best pre-K programs, I think, in the city.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, so you have 3- and 4-year-olds going, and then you have K through 6, correct?
We do, yes. We offer very small class sizes, one-on-one attention. We do Spanish, actually, pre-K through 6, so they get Spanish instruction. We have lots of clubs for the kids to be part of. We have STEAM club, we have drama club, we have chorus and band, we have art club. That's lots of things going on.
That's awesome. The one thing I remember seeing was out there one time, maybe it was a year or two ago. I can't remember when, so please share that with us in a moment, was your 3D printer. That was really exciting when you got that.
Yes, we do have 2 3D printers, actually. And we're looking for somebody to come in and help us create some kind of a group so that the kids can learn how to use them more efficiently. And that would be great to have somebody come in
and create some great things. Mm-hmm. I love seeing kids just learning how to create and, and learn as they grow. It's a wonderful thing.
Yep.
One of the most popular things in Oneida is the Basket Bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I have been there multiple times and I will tell you, it is crazy and fun and it's just a great time. You're there for hours on end. Can you tell us a little bit about this year's Basket Bonanza?
So this year is going to be exciting. It's our 27th annual Basket Bonanza.
27 years?
27 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be April 18th at the Calet, right downtown. We have a Roaring 20s theme this year, so feel free to dress up in your 20s costumes and decorate your table.
Feathers, and what else do we need? The Gatsby flapper style dresses. Flapper dresses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. We have really cool MCs this year that should keep the party going. Nico Timurian and his wife Farah from CNY Central.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we have both of them coming, not just one or the other.
Both.
You have both of them MCing.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What type of baskets do you usually have?
So we have a variety of baskets. We usually have over 100 with $75 or more of a value. So we have a set of regular baskets and we have a set of special baskets. The special baskets are worth $150 and up.
That's wonderful. Now all the baskets are donated, right?
Yes.
Now I heard a rumor that somebody in this room might be donating a basket. Totally throwing you under the bus there.
Oneida Commons. Sure.
Oneida Commons will have a basket there. That's fantastic.
We do one every year for them.
That's a nice piece. Mm-hmm. You know, and let's talk a little bit about the donations of the baskets, because that's really truly how the Basket Bonanza works.
Yes.
It's based on donations, because this is your largest fundraiser.
Yes, community support is huge. The community has always been very supportive of the school, and everybody comes out and has a great time at the Basket Bonanza, and it is our largest fundraiser. So we count on it to operate the school. We count on it to offer financial aid for families who can't maybe afford the whole tuition amount. So it's really awesome. In addition to the baskets, too, we also have raffles.
Oh.
So we have 3 big raffles that are happening.
What are the prizes?
So the grand prize is a piece of furniture from Direct Factory Furniture, valued at over $2,000, and you also get a gift certificate.
Mm-hmm.
There's a jackpot prize that's a smart home package. It has a Nest, a Ring, a TV, and a tablet.
That's huge. Everyone, it's a great safety package right there.
Yeah. The principal's basket is a 4-piece outdoor patio set that's always hugely popular
every year. I've lost multiple years in a row, just so you know.
So have I. So tickets for those special raffles are available anytime. So you don't have to be at the Basket Bonanza to win those specific raffles.
Oh, okay. Now, one of the things I noticed in the past is people decorating tables. Is that a thing?
It sort of is a thing.
Oh.
And Carrie and her friends always do this real big decorating thing. And
was not started by me, trust me.
No. And it's going to be better this year because we're actually going to have a theme and it's going to be easy to decorate.
Oh, right, because of Roaring Twenties. So we can do a whole theme on that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
Yep.
That will be a great time. You know, I know we've been talking Basket Bonanza and we're going to pipe this in quite a few times. The date again is what?
It's April 18th at the Callet from 3 to 5 p.m. Is the preview. And then at 5:30, it's when the drawings start. And it's adults only.
Yes.
Because there are beverages available for purchase.
Sure.
So you can bring your own food to add to the party, but you can't bring your own beverages.
Oh, my gosh. I will tell you, we have boatloads of food on that table that you can't even move half the time.
I love to walk around and steal food from people's tables. Sample.
It really is a great time. You know, it's just a fun time. I do suggest people to go to the preview because I've shown up a bit late. I was there in time for the drawings, but it was later and I did feel rushed.
You rushed getting the tickets into the bag.
Yes. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, did I put it in the basket I really didn't want? And then I was like, what if I win that one and not the one I wanted? And So anyways, I do suggest for people to go there, get their seat, get comfortable, and, you know, really look at those baskets because they put a lot of time and energy into them.
Yes, we do.
And grateful we are grateful for those that are donating them. Mm-hmm. That's a big piece.
Yeah, we have lots of volunteers. And actually, I have to thank the families, too, because every family donates a basket as well.
Wow. So that's really, really a great piece there. So.
Our secretary, Robin Barbano, was our chairperson, and she's amazing. So I want a big shout out to her for doing such
a
great job.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot of organizational work.
She starts planning in September.
For
an April event.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just the getting the baskets there. It's getting the venue, getting the table set, getting everyone on board and all the donations, who's donating what and so on. Mm-hmm. So I do agree with you. It's a great group effort. And for Robin to chair that's huge. Now, Elise, tell us a little bit about Oneida Commons.
Oneida Commons, we've been open for 12 years now. We're a variety marketplace. We have about 40 vendors, primarily focusing with antiques, home decor, jewelry, Avon. We also have Nelson Farms is set up in the shop where you can find local salsas, jams, spaghetti sauces, Riggy sauce, all kinds of local good honey, maple syrup. We also have a vendor that carries craft supplies for all the DIY people out there. They have chalk paint, milk paint, transfers and molds. Soon they're going to be starting to offer workshops in the store. We just set up an area that they're going to be able to demonstrate and teach how to use their product.
That's really important because I will tell you, I see all these things on Pinterest all the time that I think I want to do. And
It looks cool.
And then I'm like, oh, what have I gotten myself into is the question. You know, and I can't whip it down, you know, get it done in just a couple minutes. So learning the technique is a really big piece.
Yes.
Will they be there often or?
They're going to start out just with once a month and then see the interest and see what demand is.
Yeah.
But we'll have the space and it will also be open to other people that have a skill that they want to be able to introduce to people so other people can use that space as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. So it's going to be an open workshop area in a sense.
Yeah.
And if they're interested in any of the workshops, how would they find out about the dates and times?
You would go on to the Oneida Commons website, oneidacommons.com, or on our Facebook page. It would be listed on our events page or call a store. That's 315-280-0577.
And they'll have the schedules right there for you.
Yeah.
You know, I walked through the other day and I noticed some beautiful gowns. What's going on with
the
gowns in there?
We started just a couple years ago a consignment bridal and formal wear area. And right now we're at the peak of prom season. Mm-hmm. We started it with just doing prom dresses, and it took off so well that we decided to do it year round and do the wedding dresses as well.
Sure.
A lot of the dresses, I don't take anything that has any stains or tears, so they're all in phenomenal condition. They've been worn once, and some of them have never even been worn.
Wow, tags and everything
tags
on
still
them?
On them, and it, the prices, you can't even go to a shop to
you know,
come close.
I was talking to other prom moms the other day, and I fall over when I hear how much these prom
yes.
dresses are. So if you can go out and save some money
yeah.
on a prom
well,
dress that's, A, never been worn,
right.
why not go to the store and get that?
The reason I started it was when my son went to prom, and I have two boys. I don't mm-hmm. know what these dresses are.
Right.
And I was floored. So I started it the following year, and the moms that are dropping dresses off are like, thank you for getting me something back on this.
Right.
And the people purchasing are like, thank you for making this affordable.
Absolutely. So for those that have the dresses, it can save them a lot of time, too, because they bring it straight to you,
mm-hmm.
they drop it off. And then it's consignment part,
right.
correct?
It's a 30% fee when the dress sells.
Mm-hmm.
We have the changing rooms. We post and promote it. You don't have to deal with meeting people from, you know, Facebook trying to line up meetings.
Right.
You know, we do it for you. And if it doesn't sell, then pick it up and there's no fee to it. It's only when it sells.
And they can go in and try on
yeah,
right there. So to see
there.
If it fits and so on. Nothing worse than buying something online also and spending
it doesn't
any
fit,
money
yes.
and it doesn't fit properly. So that's a great feature. And you also have bridal gowns?
Yeah. We're
wow.
starting with bridal gowns. Right now we're heavy with prom dresses, but our bridal section is growing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, many of those are new with tags. Either they change their mind on their dress or the wedding.
Or change their mind.
Wedding.
No, I'm just kidding.
Some of the stories I'm hearing with that.
It can happen.
Weddings have changed. And
mm-hmm.
So yes, we have wedding gowns as well. And we have Mother of the Bride.
Oh, wow. That's mm-hmm. a fabulous piece to have right here in our city.
Yeah.
You know, it's just right on Cedar Street.
We have people referring to us from Utica
mm-hmm.
that, because there aren't many shops around that offer the consignment option.
So what is the base of...
For formal wear, anyway.
Your clientele, patrons, where do you see them coming from? Are they local? How far?
We're about a 40-mile radius,
mm-hmm.
And that's with our customers as well as our vendors that set up in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think with the variety that we offer, it's a unique spot to come and go spend a couple hours exploring.
Right.
So, yeah.
You have a lot of room for your vendors, and they have beautiful areas that are set up there. They set them up themselves. You know, there's got to be over 20 vendors.
Yeah, we're close to about 35, 40 vendors.
Wow. So
at some points, we're about 45, 50 vendors.
Mm-hmm.
It varies. Right now, we're in the midst. We have 6 new vendors that are coming in. They'll be in by the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
Antiques, home decor, candles, you know, just, again, a wide variety. What I try to do with setting up the shop is I don't want to be just an antiques mall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a flea market. I'm trying to be something that anyone who steps in the door can find something.
Sure.
And trying to find that balance of making everybody happy and finding something.
And the product changes all the time.
All the time.
So, you know, when you go, you have to get it then because
yeah.
it's a one of a kind at that time,
yes,
right? I mean,
yeah.
those gems that you're finding and so on.
They'll come back and come to look for it and it's gone. Say, wish I got it when I saw it.
So product is moving, and, you know, that's the other thing. So anyone who's listening out there, remember, it's there only once. So if you see it, you have to get it at that time because it's going to be gone. The vendors are...
They're great with finding new products and, you know, some do wholesale, some do, literally they go out on treasure hunts and find the best of the best.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they all work hard at what they do with finding
mm-hmm.
stuff that brings people to the shop.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we love that it's bringing people, you know, we love it's bringing people outside of the area in.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
your shop is taking care of your community and also in more than one way. Actually, you just stated here that you're donating to, you know, St. Pat's
yeah.
and the Basket Bonanza.
We do a lot of community events.
You do.
And even within the store, Like right now we're doing a book sale, which I solicited for donations, and all the proceeds from the book sale, of the donations are going to the Oneida Healthcare, Lori's Legacy Fund.
Wonderful.
So that's something we do in December when it's Small Business Saturday. When people come out to support us for Small Business Saturday, we give back 10% of that to the community, and we give it to, the Oneida Police Department with their Shop with a Cop Day. So throughout the year, we have several things that we also give back to the community.
That's a great piece.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to take a quick break. I am sitting here with the privilege to sit with both Elise Allen from Oneida Commons and also Kristen Helt from St. Pat's. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Out and About with Carrie Earle. We have been talking with Kristen Helt. She is the principal of St. Patrick's Church, and they have a great school there, along with Elise Allen, and she is the owner of Oneida Commons. We have been talking about what great things both of them feature. You know, Kristen, let's talk about a little bit about the foundation that St. Pat's offers the children. Can you tell us about the foundation they get by going there?
So the really nice thing about having a small Catholic school education is you're focused on service to others. You're focused, you're learning focus on kindness and caring about other people and taking care of other people. And those are things that you want your children to learn as they grow up and go out into the wider community. They do get a strong foundation at St. Pat's. That's what everybody says. Once they leave there, you can tell the St. Pat's kids, because they're not only kind and caring students and people, but they're academically high achieving.
And you're right. That's a great foundation. In that age group, you mentioned age 3 earlier and 4. So that's when they start really establishing those thoughts and so on. And that's an important piece. That's an important factor of life. Mm-hmm. So it's a life lesson, so to speak, that they're learning there.
Right. Religion is infused throughout the curriculum. We do a religion lesson, formal lesson every day in the classrooms, but it's infused in everything that we do. They do go to monthly masses. They take part in morning prayer and afternoon prayer and prayer before lunch, and lots of service projects throughout the school year. But you don't have to be Catholic to go to St. Patrick's School.
So what are the, how do you register, and what are the requirements?
So registration is going on right now. We have open registration. So if there's any time over the summer, if you're thinking about registration, that would be fine. You can call me throughout the school year. We take students anytime. You just can go on our website. It's ST, like St. Patrick's, Oneida.org. Registration paperwork is right on the website. You can follow us on social media at St. Pat's Oneida. We're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
So you're on every social media there is out there.
Well,
we can find you. That's good.
Yes.
That's a good piece.
And we always have events listed and things that are coming up.
So registration is coming up, or actually always going on, and you have the basket bonanzas going on. Any other pieces that are happening?
In the fall, we do a big purse bingo.
Oh, purse bingo is
designer
huge.
Purse bingo has been really huge. Yes, that's been a really good fundraiser for us too. But it's a lot of fun. So because I'm into purses, so
that's a great time.
Not that I get to play. I never get to play, but I can admire the purses. I get to shop for the purses too.
Sure.
You know, so that's really fun. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. That's usually around November.
There's always something going on in the area, and I love that piece. And the part that I love about it is we're supporting a good cause. So that's a really nice thing. Now, Elise, I heard that you have some things coming up yourself. Something about Easter?
Yeah. In April 4th, the weekend before Easter, we're doing our 5th annual, maybe even 6th annual Easter
egg. It's an annual. That's what we know.
adult Easter egg hunt. And what we do is we have about 400 eggs that we distribute through the store. And when customers come in, they're allowed to have 5 eggs, searching through the store. And each egg, there's discounts of 10 or 20% off. There's gift certificates of $5 and $10.
Wow.
There's entries for a basket raffle that we do. So it's really a lot of fun. All the kids get their fun. Why not
Right, adults deserve the fun.
We have treats there for everybody, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's been a fun time.
It's just a great shopping experience.
Yes. Yeah.
Finding the gems, the treasures in there, and getting discounts. What? Who would not want that? Right. I mean, seriously.
So that's April 4th. In May, we do a seasonal, one in the spring and one in the fall, tax-free open house.
Mm-hmm.
So May 2nd and 3rd is our tax-free open house. So come and make any purchases and it will all be tax-free. And as of right now, we're currently having a book sale, as I mentioned. And some of those books will be continued through in our book co-op area mm-hmm. of the store. So those donations will still go towards the Oneida Hospital Cancer mm-hmm. Fund. So, you know, that's something that's ongoing throughout the year.
It's a wonderful piece. Thank you for doing that. The, you know, earlier you mentioned that your patrons are 40 miles away, so to speak, all the way to our community, and your vendors too. What if I wanted to become a vendor? What's the criteria for that?
You have to have a sales tax ID. Mm-hmm. We collect the sales tax with every sale, but at the end of each month, I return it back to the vendors, and they do their own reporting.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a sales tax ID. And a lot of it depends on the product that you carry. I review each vendor, mm-hmm. You know, to make sure it's going to be a right fit for our shop.
Sure.
If we have too much of something, then I would have to put somebody on a wait list, mm-hmm. To see if an opening comes up, because you want to have variety.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If they wanted to contact you, how would they contact you?
They can through our website, mm-hmm. OneidaCommons.com, or our Facebook page, or call me directly at the shop at 315-280-0577.
Perfect. So, you know, there's a lot of people listening out there that are vendors and they're mm-hmm. looking for places to be. And they set up basically their own little store right there, because each things are not intermingled. They're all their own little area.
And each vendor, to start your own shop, I mean, we do have work requirements, but the work requirements are for having your own booth 2 days per month.
Mm-hmm.
So for most people, if you work during the week, they fill in 2 days on a weekend through the sure. month. I have recently started taking that vendors don't have to work, but again, it can only be limited numbers that I can do that, but there's a no-work fee associated, mm-hmm. but it is an option.
Sure. What are the hours the store is open?
We're Tuesday through Sunday from 10 to 5,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just a lot of fun and variety to go through.
You know, and there's a lot of great people. I will say when I go in there, they're always friendly, caring, mm-hmm. want to help you.
Oh, we have fun.
And it is fun, too, yes. but everyone cares about you, making sure yes. you have what you need and what you're looking for. I know, Kristen, you've shopped there a few times, you've mentioned.
I have. I've spent some money there before. I just love little shops like that, though.
It's fun. It is a lot of fun, and especially with the antique side yes. or, you know, it's
We've
that unique piece.
Dealers come in, which really has brought a unique niche to the mm-hmm. store. He does a lot of collecting with Utica Club, a lot of man cave things, mm-hmm. Neon lights for the bar.
Oh, good times.
So we've had some people coming in for that specifically recently, mm-hmm. too. So.
You have jewelry there.
Jewelry, Avon.
Mm-hmm.
We have home decor. Flea market finds, I call them, where that's the girls go out and treasure hunt and
sure.
bring back the best of what they can find. Sometimes they have to fix them up some, but mm-hmm. Really cute and just different things.
Oh, and it's just a great store. So all of you need to go to Oneida Commons. That's a definite on that. It's one other piece we always like to do and out and about is talk about the community. And Elise, I know you grew up here.
Yes. Yep.
So tell us about, you know, you grew up here, then what happened? Tell us about why you love the community.
Well, I grew up here and I went away for several years. I went to college down in Baltimore, stayed there for several years after. Then we moved to Massachusetts. We were there for about 6 years, and then, you know, we started a family, and we wanted our kids to be near family growing up,
mm-hmm.
and my family is still here. My parents are still in the same house I grew up in. My brother lives around the corner with his daughter, and we said, you know, this is what we want for our kids, and Oneida, you know, for being in the bigger cities that we were, it's awesome to have the conveniences, but there's And everybody says it. It's something about the people here in the community that draws you back. And it did.
I know.
So
we didn't know each other then. But.
So we moved back here to be with family and lots of friends that we already had here. And yes, I miss the conveniences, but I don't regret being here for a second. And I'm so glad that we raised our kids here. The way that we got into doing the business was moving back here. We were here for a couple of years, and I get kind of antsy. So I needed something to do. Kids were going off to school. And it was an old Agway building that became available. And my whole goal was to find a way to bring foot traffic into downtown Oneida to hopefully try and bring more of what it was when I was a kid.
Sure.
And we have brought people, like I say, from about a 40-mile radius. And when people come in and they purchase here and they're from out of town, that just makes it all the more better.
It does. They get to see what a great city it is. What would you say is one of the most favorite memories you had as a kid, and then also watching your kids grow up, one of the things you love about the city events, so to speak? So, you know, people have mentioned about how they used to go to the store shopping
or ride their bikes. Ice skating down at Vets Field.
That
used to be one of my favorite activities in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't get me outside.
Winter's a bit cold.
I sit in the lodge with my hot coffee. Maybe with something in it.
How about, you know, you're a part of the community and you do a lot with the business district and so on. What are some of the events that you've enjoyed?
I really enjoyed, a couple years ago, the Callet did a function where they had monthly concerts.
Oh, that was wonderful,
and
yes.
A group of us with downtown retail stores stayed open prior to the concerts, and restaurants like Napoleon's was open, Oneida Office Supply, Tina with Mining. There was a whole group of us. So we stayed open prior to the concerts, and that really was fun to get not our typical traffic time of up to 5 p.m. To see Oneida kind of come alive after 5
a little nightlife.
Yes, that to me was a lot.
It was
of
a good
fun.
Time, you know, because your friends are out of work.
Yes,
you know,
looking
out to have
experience.
Having a good evening, you
and
know,
locally.
With a band, and it was local, walking distance to everything.
Yeah.
Kristen, you know, you meet and greet the families all the time, and tell us about why you love the community in that sense.
This is a great place. It's a city, but it doesn't feel like a city. It feels like a small town. I've made many friends here. Everybody's been so welcoming.
They are. You know, I always say some people don't like this. I like this. I like to go to the grocery store and say hello to my fellow neighbors, you know. Mm-hmm. They are welcoming.
And take an hour instead of 20 minutes.
That's very true.
It's just nice when you go out. You see somebody that you know and you can stop and talk. And it makes things easier when you're doing the drudgery of whatever you're doing
sometimes,
errands or whatever, you know.
So sometimes grocery shopping is not so much fun, but it becomes fun when you see people you know, right?
And there's so much going on here in Oneida all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of opportunities to do fun things.
You
don't get a lot of other places.
Yeah, so a lot of community-oriented things. What are the things, you know, you deal with the families and so on? I do want to make sure we talk about the scholarships of how, when they register, I want to make sure that people are aware of that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I think a lot of people are scared away by the tuition. So we do a lot of fundraising to manage the tuition. So if you come to me and you say, I can't afford all of this tuition, which a lot of families sometimes do, we will make it happen for you. We will make it affordable for you because we have a greater purpose than collecting your money. We want to raise your children. We want to help you raise your children. We want them to know about the faith. We want them to be able to be successful at the school. Financial aid is definitely available. You just need to talk to me and it will all be handled confidentially. Nobody needs to know.
Right. And how far would you say some of the families come from?
Oh my goodness. We have students from Madison County. We have students from Oneida County. We have students from Lewis County sometimes even.
Wow.
We have 9 different school districts. okay. That transport students. Mm-hmm. So if you can't get the kids there, the school district that where you live will transport them to and from school.
So that's a good piece of information to know either, that mm-hmm. you're not always responsible to transport the children, because the school districts can do that also.
Yes.
That's a great piece. Well, you know, we are starting to run out of time. I want to do a couple last things for you, and that is, you know, what reason to go to Oneida Commons is... to find a great variety. Treasure, variety. Yeah. You know, it's great things.
At great prices.
Great prices. Yeah. Love it. And your address is?
We're at 157 Cedar Street in Oneida, right behind the Calip Theater.
Hours that you're open?
Tuesday through Sunday from 10 to 5.
And you know, one thing we need to make sure we say about you, Elise, is this. On Facebook, you have a group that they sell things to, correct?
Oh, yes. Yep. Oneida Commons Finds. Mm-hmm. It's a place for all my vendors to directly post their own sales or finds mm-hmm. that they have in the store, so that they can directly deal with the customers.
So I can see things that are in the shop right on that right Facebook there. Page. Yep. Or group. It's a group,
it's
correct?
It's a group, yep. Yeah. Oneida Commons Finds.
Okay. So anyone can go and request to be part of the group?
Yep.
Great. So I do suggest everyone to go to Oneida Commons, check out the Facebook page, go to the store, and just support local. And also for St. Pat's, don't forget what big event that's coming up.
Basket Bonanza, April 18th at the Calip. Call the school, 363-3620, if you want to reserve a table or if you want raffle tickets.
Yes, because remember, this sells out every year.
It does.
How quickly does it usually sell out?
Oh, gosh, probably in the next week or so. We're going to be pretty full.
Okay. All right.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. You heard it here first on Out and About with Carrie Earle. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to all of the listeners to be there next week. Thank you.